And welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast 1000 Years of Beer from the world's oldest brewery, Weihenstephan. To our, actually, last episode in this year and the most wonderful time of the year episode.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or something like this.
All right.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah.
Awkward. Okay, yeah, Anton is singing. So thanks for listening.
So we are in effect in the middle of Christmas time when we are recording this. So the topic today is something that kind of adds into the story of this podcast. We're always talking about certain food and beer combinations. We talk about certain beers for certain times. And this specifically covers beers and food in Christmas.
Yes, or in the wintertime, now upcoming Christmas. And so we are looking into this. But actually, we are going to hand this over to some colleagues of us. Because actually, I must more or less leave in a minute because I'm actually not there. So actually, we are kind of recording this episode in two pieces. So I'm doing now my part, and then Anton is continuing the podcast with a couple of colleagues from the brewery. They're bringing their ideas on Christmas food and also Christmas beers to it. Because I'm actually very, very, very busy in the wintertime, or especially in December. And that's why I'm basically not here. Dropping my idea.
I guess that's what happens when you're responsible for the Alpine region, right?
Yeah, so I've been to an opening of a ski resort recently, and we'll head out also to a next event. And because there the season is now really kicking off. And vacation, of course, and a tradition I have with my girlfriend, we're going to North Finland for vacation. Right before Christmas, to the polar circle, we are very close to Rovaniemi, to the official town of Santa Claus. So it's very cold and snowy region there.
But I was good this year. Tell him.
Yeah, I will ask him. I will ask him. How was Anton? So that's why I'm basically not so much here, and we had some timing issues to get everyone on the table for that episode. So for me, it's a little bit of pre-recording, and then the rest of the episode is with our colleagues.
So yeah, then let's jump right into it. Your recommendation for beer and food in Christmas time.
Actually, for our international listeners, I thought about bringing a very traditional combination of food and beer from my hometown region, from the Austrian Alps, where I am, or where I'm living, where I'm going for Christmas to my parents' house, is that our region is very, very known, especially in the wintertime, but also for the Christmas time, for game meat, so deer. And there are a couple variations of how to prepare it, but mostly deer roast or kind of deer steaks. Then prepared mostly with a very intense dark sauce, combined with bread dumplings, like typical Bavarian Austrian bread dumplings, or red cabbage, potatoes, or different styles like that. But there's also to that a very intense and creamy sauce to it, and the deer. Or the game meat is has kind of very intense flavor. It has kind of it remembers very strong meat flavor. Has also with the sauce we are using some kind of nuts to prepare it, and so it's a very flavorful and very hearty meal. And to that, I think it's very important to combine darker beers, stronger beers, like our Corbinian. But my personal favorite is our dark wheat beer, Hefeweißbier Dunkel. Actually, Last recently winner, gold medal, best world's best wheat beer at the World Beer Awards. So 2 years ago at the World Beer Cup, also a gold medal. So it fits very well to this kind of game meat, because this is a dish that is very, very strong in any direction when it comes to the flavor. You can also make it very intense in herbs and spices. Not hot, but very herbal or very flavorful. And there you need a beer that stands out of this a little bit. And so the dark wheat beer with its flavors, caramelic flavors, because we're not using roasted malt. We are only using caramel malts to color the beer, to make it darker. And this gives the beer a very smooth finish. This gives the beer a sweeter finish, a caramelic taste. Has also this very intense flavors of banana and cloves, but also brings up flavors of kind of red berries or dried fruits. And this fits very well because traditionally to that game meat dish, we are putting on some
cranberries.
Thank you, Anton. Yeah, I was thinking about the English word for it. Cranberries and also a slice of orange. Cranberries and a slice of orange as kind of decoration, but also to give the dish a kind of a fruity aspect. And this then together with the dark wheat beer fits very well because the red fruit cranberries you will find a little bit very subtle, but you will find it also in the dark wheat beer. And additionally, the orange slice gives the whole meal combined with the beer then a slight exotic touch. So this makes it actually very interesting, especially if you have that kind of combination when you pair a traditional Austrian winter meal like that to the dark wheat beer. And the second aspect, what I think is very important and which is actually for me very important for the holidays, the dark wheat beer is compared to other dark or strong beers very drinkable. Due to the fact that we are not using roasted malts, due to the fact that we are having not that super high ABV, it's 5.3, 14 IBUs, so it's not actually very hoppy, so the beer works only on its own flavor components that are created by the yeast and not with the hops. So this makes the beer super drinkable. Yeah. And it's not roasty in the aftertaste, so it's just a smooth caramelic, light fruity, and paired with bananas and cloves, super drinking beer. So you can have one before the meal, you can have one to the meal, and you can have one or more after the meal. So the thing is, mostly those strong, dark winter beers that are served, you're having maybe a glass or two, but then you're kind of, done with it because the beers are super intense and super strong. And especially in the holiday season where I have no rush, then a beer where I can have not just one or two pints, where I can have easily more, is actually an aspect that's quite important for me.
Sounds about right, I guess. I mean, I would go in a, well, beer-wise in a different direction, but not food-wise. So I would go with the Corbinian in Christmas time. It's a dark beer too, but it's way more intense. It's way more sweet. It's just like, it screams festive season. It's got 7.4, so you got to be a little bit careful when you drink it. But I think all the flavors in there, all the sweetness, the red fruit, which you have a lot of in the beer, that just makes it stand out from other beers and makes it so much more festive than our other beers. And what I like about it, that it's very easy to spike. So you can do spiking with it, where you can actually caramelize all the malt sugar that is in there and create a totally different beer experience from it. And I think it stands on its own, so it doesn't really have to be paired with anything in Christmas time. But if you want to, I would recommend going with roasted duck. So that's the part where we are kind of similar, I guess, with a roasted duck with some potato dumplings or with some red cabbage, for example, would be my go-to at Christmas time. I mean, there has been a German, or is a German tradition, which is sausages. Of course it's sausages in Germany for Christmas time. But overall, I guess that's, well, sausages don't really have a festive character for me. So that's the issue I have with that. I think Christmas should be about celebrating, should be about good food, getting people together at the table. And, you know, I'd much rather celebrate with something festive than with a German bratwurst. I guess that's how I see it.
Yeah, and I guess we have enough bratwurst whole year, so we can skip that on Christmas.
Oh yeah, 100%. So I'll see the next our next interview partner is right at the door.
And, yeah, and they are right at the door. Come sit here next to us, and well, maybe I don't have to say anything more now.
So, Matthias, thank you so much for being here. I can now finally say this to you for the first time in this podcast. Thank you for being here. I know you have to go.
It's a little bit like in the, Jimmy Kimmel or something like that. So, yeah, the next guests are coming. Yeah. So get the fuck out of here.
Already here. We had an interview of like 50 seconds. All right, let's go. All right. So
just there to promote the new movie or new album or whatever.
There you go. And we have a couple more ideas for you, and we're about to present them to you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, guys, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we hear each other in the next year.
That's what it's about. And here we are already with our next recommendation, and we have someone from our back office in Freising here in Weinstephan. Welcome, Jutta.
Good morning, Dune. And thank you for your invitation, being here in that podcast. And also a warm welcome to all people who are listening right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. I know Christmas time is very busy for everybody here, so I really appreciate it. And we've had some recommendations on the podcast now, very hearty recommendations. What do you think works best on Christmas to eat?
Oh, this question you asked me shortly. And about that, we have family's favorite Christmas dessert.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, which we love most.
perfect. Something different now. Perfect.
Well, I brought a wonderful and delicious recipe for a winter and Christmas dessert for those who love beer and apple fritters.
That sounds interesting. Oh.
I have just the thing for you. Our apple fritters in beer batter are the perfect dessert for a cozy evening with your family, for example. Just listen to the recipe and follow it step by step, and I'm sure you will be thrilled.
Perfect. This is something new too. We haven't had any recipes on the show so far, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. So, step one, peel and core the apples, then slice them in two rings. Drizzle the apple rings with a bit of lemon juice. That would be fine. Separate the egg whites from the yolks. And then step two, mix the beer and remaining ingredients, except for the egg whites, to create a delicious batter. Next step, beat the egg whites until stiff and gently fold them into the batter. Then next step, dip the apple rings into the beer batter, fry them and clarified butter with a pan. What pairs perfectly with this, Dune? Can you imagine?
I'd go with a crystal wheat beer, but I don't know what you
in mind. Yeah, you can take a blonde beer, wheat beer, that it's perfect. That's just fine. And what do you think about what will pair perfectly to this dessert?
How about vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
There we go.
You're right. That's it. So just put vanilla ice cream on top of that drinks or beside that drinks. It's just perfect. Enjoy your meal. Happy New Christmas. Happy New Year. Stay with your family. Have fun. And a jolly, jolly, funny Christmas. All best to you. Bye.
Thank you so much for being here.
Great. Thank you too.
And here we are already with our next recommendation. Welcome, Susie.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Susie is part of our export department. She's been a working student for the last 2 years now and did her bachelor's degree, so congratulations to
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
And you're right in the middle of your master's degree now.
Yes, that's true.
So we are lucky enough to have you a little bit longer around, hopefully for a couple years to come. And you've told me already what your recommendation is for this Christmas time, so why don't you tell everybody now?
All right, so in the area where I come from Bavaria.
Where is that?
That's near Regensburg.
Okay.
So pretty central in Bavaria, I would say. And there it's pretty popular to have plain sausages cooked in a kind of sour acid broth with lots of onions. And this complemented with the Weinstephan Pilsner is, in my opinion, a perfect fit because of this like bitterness and hoppiness, you know, which is perfect for balancing out the subtle spiciness of the broth. So, yeah, for me, I would say this is comfort food for colder days because it's also pretty warming, so perfect for Christmas Eve.
So is that what you always have when you're back home with family?
Yes. Or?
Okay.
I can't remember a year where we didn't have them.
Oh, so it's family tradition now.
Yes, of course, yeah.
So that's quite interesting because I can imagine that this kind of sour broth goes very well with the bitterness of the Pilsner. Mm-hmm. I always say I don't like sausages for Christmas because I don't think it's festive enough.
Yeah.
But I get the tradition. And in the end, it's about coming as a family coming together and celebrating those traditions.
Yeah, that's true.
Do they really taste sour afterwards? Or is it kind of like more like bratwurst sausage?
Yes, but pretty subtle. It's also kind of sweet somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it. Actually, always my dad did the broth, so it was always just it always tastes the same because it's just always the same recipe, and it's, you know,
get the recipe and do it for the office.
Yeah.
Now that sounds really good. I mean, we've heard some recommendations now about deer and duck, and we had a wonderful dessert by Jutta.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something entirely different. I mean, we've known about bratwurst, about classic Bavarian bratwurst sausages for Christmas. But again, these are also matched with sauerkraut. So the kind of the sourness of is kind of built into that, what you told us right now. So
there's
you don't need extra.
You
don't need extra sauerkraut for that. So that's So is there any side to it that you eat to it, or is it just plain sausage?
So normally we only eat bread to it. So it's normally either buns or plain bread. Yeah.
And the good thing is you don't have to stay in the kitchen for a couple hours to cook
it,
right?
Yeah, that's true. You can just prepare it and then enjoy the evening, and at some point you just heat it up and it's finished.
And I think that's something that people underestimate because you don't want to spend all your Christmas cooking, which is the case with a lot of those dishes you heard just prior to this, that it takes time to do it.
Yeah,
like
that's
all
true.
These roasted stuff like duck and deer, you need time to do it. And with that, you just, well, it takes you half an hour and then you're done, which should not be underestimated when you visit family and you need the time to catch up and everything. Thank you. Thank you so much for this recommendation.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a good time and Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again in January. Goodbye.